Welcome to Agent's Dossier, a Delta Green actual play series brought to you by 12 Sided Stories. And now your GM, Wes Otis.
Welcome to Agents Dossier, episode number 13. We have some awesome players with us. Let's start with Mac.
Hey guys, I'm Mac, and I'm going to be playing Desiree Kimball.
And I am Michelle, and I'm going to be playing Perla Ayala.
So we're going to do a big recap, because the last time we had these two agents was episode 4, and now we're on episode 13. Oh, Desiree got out of jail via Delta Green and helping them recover a statue. It was a big test. Her contacts are Agent Rebecca. You never got her last name. She was your cellmate who was knitting, and she ended up being at the pickup car after the job was done, smoking a cigar. And so you've only called her Rebecca this entire time. And then Agent Tina Way, who was the FBI agent that approached you in the first place and met you in the basement of the mansion of the senator that you were stealing the statue from. Then Michelle Ayala was working at the college, and a cube of skeleton bones were found not far from the college.
Because that's normal.
Right. Agent Roos and Agent Wells approached you to take a look at the dig site and to help uncover the bones. Meanwhile, you went to a concert or a bar show, basically, where a band called Graves End played. You left just in time before the music took everybody over and turned them into monsters. At the same time, Desiree was with a strike team in the back of the building, which you actually saw a couple of these people, and they went into the building and had to kill off all the people because they had already changed, because Connor, her handler, had basically fucked it all up. Later on, Connor decided to approach you because you were part of this dig team. And Connor's been a bit off kilter, so he's not really being very professional. He's doing things in an odd way, like he broke into your house and made an egg sandwich, and the only thing that saved it was Desiree kind of coming in and being normal and saying, hey, look, I've seen all the things that he's talking about, and these are actually things to worry about. That is where we actually left it. You guys said, you know, basically, okay, we'll all work together to figure out what's going on with this cube of skeletons. Connor wants to get rid of it completely. He wants to destroy it because there's something, he says, terrible. There's no way that it's natural. But you all went your separate ways. And any questions? I know that was a lot after so many months. Any questions at all about anything?
Just bear with me as we toddle along through this.
Same.
Bear with us all, great Patreon listeners. Bear with us all. This is going to be fun to kind of get back into. Oh, and Sonia is Desiree's girlfriend, or partner.
Fiancé.
Oh, yeah. You guys got engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so she's planning a wedding while all of this stuff is going on. So just another, you know, thing to throw out there. So as I've said in the past few episodes of Agents Dossier, we are going to be getting to the point where all of the players are together. And it'll be a little bit easier for us all to kind of follow along. So we catch up with you guys a couple of days, like we're going to say maybe 5 or 6 days after you met each other with Connor at Ayala's house. And you were supposed to meet Connor at the same coffee joint that he had originally met Desiree. The two of you show up and you're sitting at a table. What kind of things do you think you'd talk about while you were waiting for Connor to show up?
I mean, Desiree's probably going on like, ugh. So we're discussing a color palette for the wedding, and it's so not my thing, but it makes her happy. Sorry, I feel like I've been talking for forever. Have I been talking for forever?
No, it's all good. I've just been enjoying my coffee. So, yeah, I mean, weddings are tough. I'm glad I got mine done a whole long time ago because, you know, I know the planning stages are just awful. Just awful.
Yeah, there's just so many expectations and, you know, who do we invite? Who do we not invite? It's madness, frankly. And I've seen madness.
Well, the best advice I can give is throw the wedding you want.
So some time goes by as you both kind of sit there and make small talk. And how much time do you let go by before you start to get a little bit, you know, concerned about the fact that Connor hasn't shown up yet?
Is Connor usually on time?
He was like 20 minutes late last time. At this point, it's been about 40 minutes or maybe an hour since he was supposed to show up.
I think Desiree would look at the time like, you know, past a certain time, teacher isn't there, you can leave class.
Yeah, I mean, should we be worried?
I don't know what these guys. I don't know enough about them to be worried. I mean, could be running late because they stopped for some McDonald's. Could be that something that's going to end the world has murdered them horribly. I don't know.
Well, you know, I guess that's normal in this line of business.
It's a great chasm there. McDonald's or death? death.
And I don't know where to start looking for him.
Would you reach out to Agent Way or Roos or one of your other contacts?
Yeah, I think I'll text Agent Roos, you know, and say, hey, your person isn't here.
A little time goes by and he calls you back. He goes,
you're not very far from where he lives. You should go check on him if he hasn't shown up yet. Who knows? Just be careful, and maybe we'll send... I don't know who we can send over. Just don't... do you guys have guns yet?
Guns? I was brought on as a researcher.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Desiree's eyes just, like, kind of bug out from across the booth at her going, guns?
Well, in that case, you know, just knock on the door, but be careful. Be careful. If something shows up, run. Don't look. I'm sure you'll be fine. Everything's gonna be cool. Anyway, I gotta go. I have things to do. There's stuff going on. Bye.
Wow. I guess we're supposed to go check on him.
Yeah. Speaking of checks, somebody's got to pay the bill here, and I assumed it was going to be him, so I guess not. You want to split on this, or?
Sure, that's fine.
All right. So he texts you the address, and it's not very far, maybe a block and a half from where you're at. How do you proceed?
If it's not that far, I say on foot.
Yeah, we just walk there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And gonna scope out the house like I would do for any other job.
Do you have a gun?
Yeah.
Okay, so... yeah, maybe you go first?
Cool. Sure. I'm thinking maybe we want to... I'm not sure if we want to go up and knock or if maybe we want to, I don't know, get in a window or something.
Yeah, maybe taking a peek inside might not be a bad idea.
Yeah, I want to scope out this house before going in.
Okay, well, it's actually an apartment.
I want to scope out this apartment.
Right. It's a four-story, probably from like the 1950s brick apartment. You know what, Mac? Roll me a luck roll.
All right, and it's the percentile dice, like?
It's just like Call of Cthulhu, 50-50 chance. So you want to get under 50%.
Okay. Negatory, Ghost Rider.
You go to the back of the building, see if you can scope out.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he's on the third floor.
Mm.
And you notice that the fire escape that was once there has been removed.
These bastards.
Here, I'll give you another chance. Michelle, give me a luck roll to see how high the buildings around it are.
Oh, no. 76.
Okay, so there's no easy way except for to climb up the side of this wall and look into the window.
Yeah, I don't have those Dracula superpowers going for me, so front door it is.
All right.
And, I guess let's do it. Sorry, I was trying to think of something cool 90s, but, you know, just to be in the moment.
You guys, as long as you don't walk under 50 miles per hour, you'll be fine. So you start to go upstairs.
And I actually say that in character, by the way, about trying to come up with something cool.
Okay.
That wasn't me out of character. That was totally.
We're so entrenched in it at this point that why not? So you guys climb up the steps and you get to his apartment. The door is closed and you don't see any lights or anything coming on. It's midday, so I guess, you know, probably wouldn't be any lights, but you don't hear any movement or anything coming from the apartment.
Okay, I knock on the door.
No response.
Pizza. Nope, he's dead.
Nobody comes to the door. Landshark.
I try the knob to see if it's unlocked.
It is not unlocked, but it does look like it was possibly jimmied open. There seems to be markings around the lock.
Evidence of jimmying.
It looks like it's been opened. So you open the door and you hear a thunk come from inside, like a body dropping to the floor, as they are known to do.
In songs.
Yes. There is a pretty elaborate pulley system where someone has hooked a rope to the doorknob and it goes up to the ceiling and over a support beam and around the neck of Connor. And you could tell he was standing on a chair, and the door, when whoever slammed the door probably jerked him off that chair because it's been kicked over and he is now laying on the ground. But it's very obvious that there's no way he could have done this on his own.
I run over and I check for a pulse.
He is very dead.
I text Agent Roos and I'm like, it's hard for me to text because my hands are shaking. I deal with skeletons all the time.
There's just too much meat on this particular skeleton.
Yeah, not a fresh body.
Just relaying that he's dead?
Yeah.
It's okay. Search around for any evidence. Make sure if you think that it's not a suicide, make sure to try not to touch too much, and we'll send over a cleanup crew.
Okay, no police?
We are the police.
Right, okay.
I mean, we're FBI agents.
Oh yeah, I forgot that I don't, okay.
We'll cover that.
Okay, so, yeah, let's start looking around.
So why don't you guys give me search rolls?
All right, let me go look what that is on my...
I got a 4.
Excellent.
I got an 83, so nope.
You're all like, found the bathroom. He's got windows. You guys are kind of searching throughout this place, and it looks like it was tossed in the bathroom, and the bedrooms look like they've been kind of gone through already. Michelle, you take a look under the bed, and a piece of the fabric from the box spring has been pulled down, and you see up inside there that there is a box that you can reach in and grab. And when you look in that box, it has a bunch of pictures and information about a company called Black Cod Fishery in Alaska. It also has several pictures of the skeleton cube, but it's not your skeleton cube. This one is surrounded by a bunch of machinery and stuff like that. Along with these pictures are shots of Edna Bay, which seems to be the town that the Black Cod Fishery is in. These pictures are before and after a devastating explosion where the town is leveled and the local forest has been damaged very severely. Lastly, there's a manifest in there for a company, a tire factory, that's receiving chemicals from Alaska and other places right here in Charlottesville. And that's what you find.
Ooh, this isn't good.
This looks super above our pay grades right now.
Yeah. Well, let's grab it and go. And then we got to talk to the agents.
In the searching, is the body included?
No, if you want to search the body, that's a separate thing that you can do.
I would like to do that before we leave.
Okay, give me a search roll for the body.
So I got a 7.
Cool. So you search his body pretty well, and you find a key to his car. He's got like cargo shorts on, as many of us do. And there's lots of different pockets. And the reason I'm making you search is you would have found this stuff, but this is finding stuff before the cleanup crew gets here.
Yeah.
You find his wallet, and inside of it is a small note. And it just says, they all know what's going on. Need to warn new teammates. And that's it.
Going to take that message and tuck that away before putting the wallet back.
Okay, cool. Right then, you hear a large truck pulling up to the front of the apartment. And you guys can just look out and you see a large black van with 4 agents coming out, all with cleanup gear. And Agent Roos and Agent Wells are there as part of these 4 people as they start to take gear up. And they also have a stretcher. What do you guys want to do with all the stuff that you found?
I'm keeping the note tucked away until I can talk to my teammate in a more separate capacity.
Okay. Michelle?
I guess I mean, right now I'm still kind of trusting Agent Roos, so...
La la la.
La 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 la. Because I've never been involved in any sort of intrigue before, right? So I would probably hand the contents of the box over to him.
Okay. So he gets up there with Agent Wells. Now, Agent Roos is an older white guy, probably in his mid-50s. Agent Wells is a black woman in her 60s. Both of them are dressed fetish, not with a T, but with a D, fed-like. I'll say fed-like.
Yeah.
They show
it's
going
to be that kind of story, is it?
In gimp suits.
Gimp suits. We're here for Zed. So they walk up and they start looking around and going over the body and taking pictures and all this other stuff. And you relay that, you know, you came over and found him dead and that the rope was hooked to the doorknob. And Agent Roos takes the box from you. So thank you. And he kind of looks at it. Why don't you both give me a intelligence roll? Just roll against your intelligence and let me know what you get.
I got a 6 under 60.
Jesus, that's really good.
I am intelligent. I suddenly have a pipe appear in my mouth and glasses on.
And patches on your elbows.
Yeah.
But no coat.
Just patches on my elbows, just sewn directly into the
directly
flesh.
Into it. Welcome, Carol Ann.
I got a 31 under my 75.
You both notice that Roos's reaction to what's in the box, just the cursory glance that he gives it, is one of nervousness almost. He goes, "Where did you find the box?"
Under his bed.
Oh, so you thoroughly looked through the apartment. Okay.
I mean, it had been pretty well gone through by the time we got here.
Did you look at it?
No, not really. I just grabbed the box and you guys showed up.
Well, you know, unless you're put on a case, we don't want to expose you to any other things that might have been affecting Connor mentally, that it can be difficult. Anyway, we've got it sewn up here pretty well. Why don't you head back? I'm sure the dig site is still going right now. Maybe check in with them.
Okay.
And we'll get you guys a new handler soon.
Oh, that's a refreshing term for him. But you're right. We should go. I throw my arm around Perla and it's like, you know, I could use some coffee to follow up that coffee we had earlier. What do you say?
Yeah, I think that's totally in order. I could use an Irish.
Yeah, let's do exactly that. Now I'm going to stroll her away to hopefully on the walk over, there was a bar that we can slip into.
Absolutely.
This is a college town. What do you think?
Yeah, you guys find a bar. Unfortunately, it's not Irish, it's Welsh. So it's close, but...
No cigar. Yeah,
that's enough for government work.
The name is just a bunch of consonants with a U on the end. So like 15 consonants and then a U. Anyway.
We just call this the U.
The U.
The U.
So yeah, you guys go in there. Go ahead and speak what you're gonna speak.
So we should get some drinks, and then we should look at a thing that I found that is particularly interesting to probably both of us.
Yeah, and we need to talk about what was in that box. I did look.
Yeah, I know. I saw you. We were in the same room. My character's kind of a jerk.
I'm just a little rattled, so.
I'm going to show her the note.
Basically, it just says, they know about these shipments. I need to warn the teammates. And you guys pretty quickly put together that he's talking about shipments now coming into Charlottesville that were going into Edna Bay in Alaska. The old shipments were happening about 2 years ago, and the new shipments have just started up not very long after the cube was found.
All right, Perla. So I'm going to lay everything on the table. I would really rather not delve into this any deeper. However, the world ending kind of ruins my prospects at having a lovely marriage. So we should probably figure out what the hell is going on here.
I hate to say it, but I totally agree with you. Okay, so are the chemicals causing these weird bone formations? Is that cube the residence of Edna Bay?
All good questions. All you know right now is that the chemicals that used to be going to Edna Bay are now being funneled into Charlottesville into a tire factory in an industrial area.
What time of day is it?
It's like 3 in the afternoon. It's not very late.
That's actually 3 in the afternoon is perfect. So maybe we can scam our way in?
Okay, how?
As inspectors.
Sure.
Especially towards the end of the workday, they're going to be pissed if we come in and start bullying them around. And they're just going to probably want to be done with us as quickly as possible and show us around the area.
I'm game for it. Let's try it.
Okay.
This is what I do. I'm a criminal.
It's so funny because the characters that everyone else has made, Saint and Jay and Pooja, none of you guys are actual federal agents. All of you are outside of the federal government, which is funny. So you guys head over there and... Give me a intelligence roll again for both of you.
Uh-oh. I got 37.
Okay.
67.
Out of what, like an 80?
75.
Okay. You notice as you guys are driving over that you're dragging a tail with you.
Swell. How's your defensive driving?
I'm just a college professor. I mean, geez.
It's still a legit question. How's your defensive driving?
It's about to get better.
Yeah, exactly. It's about to get better. So I make a turn away from the place, like away from the direction.
You like suddenly, do you turn like towards where the cube would be, like going back towards the cube or?
Yes. Yeah. Because that's where they think we were headed.
Right. Give me a drive roll.
All right.
I want to give a backseat drive roll.
I did not make my drive roll.
Okay. How bad did you miss the roll?
65 over 40.
Okay. So you are nervous and you take a turn on a yellow, almost red light that's very hard and is obvious that you have seen the tail. And you go the direction of where the cube is. You guys are looking and you don't see the car anymore. But you do notice that there is a helicopter not far back tailing you now.
Great. I mean, bastards. Our only choice right now is to just go to the cube and quote unquote check on the dig.
Yeah, damn it.
It's okay. It's okay. We can come up with a game plan while we're there. You know, a lot of digging going on, not a lot of buildings. There's not going to be bugs or anything like that. We can talk.
We'd like to think so.
Yeah. So you guys make it out to the dig site. And sure enough, you pick up the tail again. It like comes back into view probably about halfway there. And the copter disappears. So they're switching back and forth. And when you get to the dig, Agent Wells is there already. And she's standing next to some new people you've never seen before. And that's where we're going to stop it. So had you, just so you guys know, had you gotten rid of the tail, we would have had you guys go to the tire factory and we would have played that all out, but because you got a 60, you know, but
yeah, rub salt in the wound, Wes.
I know. Geez.
I mean,
God.
It says right here under my job description, wound salt rubbing. Yes.
Yikes.
Yikes.
Yikes. You have a interesting job.
Well, thank you guys so much. That was a lot of fun. And it's great to be getting back to these characters because I like these characters a lot. Just yeah. The Patreon people know you guys and know where to find you. But just to remind them real quick, Michelle, where can everyone find you?
Oh, hello, Patreon people. You can find me on Twitter at Michulu. That's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U.
I'm Mac, and you can find me everywhere as at Strange Like That, the Twitter, the Instagrams, the Facebooks, etc.
Thank you. And I am Wes Otis. You can find me at Plate Mail Games, and you know where to find the, you know, what we're doing right now, the podcast. My brain is not working, and I apologize, but it's been fun. We will talk to you very soon with more Agents Dossier. Bye.
Bye.